Reuben.
Hello.
And Brendan. What do you want to tell us, my friend?
I'm in a tattoo shop, Inkfish Dude.
Oh, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
And I want to tell you, my name is Reuben Youngblood.
Yeah.
And my associate, Brendan, his name's Brendan Mudd, and he's got a song by Primus called My Name is Mudd.
Do you know why we say that? Why do we say people's name is Mudd? Do you know why we do that?
Well, the reason he changed his name is because he wasn't particularly that popular with his ex-girlfriend.
And he changed his name?
He changed his name to Mudd because he thought that would be
So what's the name of your tattoo parlour?
Sorry?
What's the name of your tattoo parlour?
The name, Inkfish Studios.
Wow. Well, why don't you call it Mudd and Youngblood? That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, we're sort of like thinking about that.
Well, you should. It sounds like you wrote most of the great stack songs of the 60s already. Mudd and Youngblood.
What's the parlour called?
The parlour's called what is it called?
Inkfish Studios.
Oh, yeah, that's it. The Flaky Scab Studios in 34. Seriously, what is the most popular design you do?
Be quiet.
I think I can hear a touch.
Can you hear?
Yes. Wow, man, that really wakes me up. Alice, nothing wakes you up in the morning like the first bracing sting of the tattooist needle. I'm telling you, nothing really gets you on the gate there. So why have you rung us, my friend? Not that it isn't good already.
Well, I was just going to ring you to see if you're interested in hearing a tattoo being done over the air.
We appealed and we appealed once for a tattoo being done
on our hands and knees.
Who's being done?
Who's being done? What's your name, mate? He's gone all quiet.
Reuben, of course, I've got a tattooist on the line, man to man, I've got to ask you this. Have you ever had to take a lady's drawers down to do a tattoo?
Have you ever took a lady's drawers down to tattoo? It has happened.
There's only one way to get a tattoo on a buttock, and that is to drop the drawers.
I'm saying,
I know there's already two of you there and the shop is overstocked, but seriously, Danny and I have nowhere to go after 2 weeks' time. We're leaving this station, and any Saturday you need any help in the drawers downing department, then Danny and I, of course.
We can learn the tattooing thing as we go along.
Tell you the truth, I'm the body piercer. I do all the body piercing.
Just the body piercing. Oh, Have you ever had to pierce an old fella?
We've had to pierce several old fellas.
Several old fellas? How often?
Not as often as nipples and navels.
No double ends here. We're looking for the old...
No names.
No, absolutely not, sir. We're looking for the old guy himself. What is it? The Obergruppenführer Knob. Obergruppenführer Knob. But what do they say when they come in? Are you familiar with the term Prince Albert?
Yes.
Oh, man alive. Those of you who are not, leave us to our private hell.
That's one of the most popular persons.
Really?
Yeah, the PA, yeah.
The old PA, of course.
Jargon, yet.
Exactly.
There was a woman on the Kilroy Silk programme.
She didn't have a Prince Albert.
No, but she said she would divorce her husband if he took it out.
I mean, Reuben's given it something. What's that, Reuben?
I said, if you're not busy in the next couple of weeks, come down and we'll sort you out.
I'm thinking, because TFI Friday starts in a couple of weeks, and I'm saying to Chris, listen, Chris, really, if you're going with this bad boy, angle all the way, let's get a Prince Albert going there. Come on, Chris. Let's Prince Albert up, seriously. And where is your actual stall? Oh, it's not a stall. You can't have a stall.
It's a parlour.
Especially for the Prince Albert, can you?
It's in Lincoln on the horses. Street.
In Lincoln. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, go and pay Reuben the greatest respects, because there's a... Anyway, let's get on to the res of the call. We've only got 44 minutes left. Let's hear someone being tattooed and describe...
Being tattooed?
And describe what's being
I'll
tattooed.
I'll put your thing by the gun.
All right.
See,
by the gun?
Right, so here you go.
By the gun. Okay. Cool. Man alive, listen to that. It's going to take this forever. No, more. Come on.
More.
What is Network FM Radio 4?
Can't we hear from the person who's having it done?
No, we don't hear from the person. Listen to that. It's actually scarring flesh as we see. What colour is it? What colour is he using at the moment?
Hello?
What colour is he using at the moment?
He's just done a bit of shading with some black.
And what is it? What is he...
It's a bulldog holding a Union Jack shield.
All right, yeah, okay. So you've got the tattoo parlour. Who are you going to find?
Very popular design, honestly.
And where is it?
It's on the top of the bloke's arm.
Cool, that's where it should be. That's where men should be tattooed. Yep. Nowhere else. Women on the buttock, men on the arm. That's the way the world should work, I believe. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Reuben.
Okay, yeah.
I'd like to speak to you one day again, but it's unlikely. We've only got 2 more weeks here. Wasn't that something?
You can pop in, man.
Right. Well, the way our form is going, indeed, I can see you in about 8 months.
Okay.
In Silbank. Thank you very much.
Yep.